for me to come home.
On 96FM, it's Carmen and Fitzy for breakfast, 24 past 8.
All right, look, I'll distill the story down quickly. Kids were getting christened. Niece pulls the plug out on the holy water. Holy water disappears. Priest looks like he's in a bit of a panic. I'm thinking, just make some more. It must be a bit of a process because he's had to go into the fridge and get some... pre-made, it was actually Christmas holy water, so apparently we're pretty lucky, and fill her up.
Are you sure? Because it was in a juice container, right?
Yeah.
About 2 litres, and it had black marking on. I'm pretty sure I've got one of those in the back of the Golf in case it overheats.
Sister Kerry is on the phone from Sister of Mercy. You're one of the Sisters of Mercy. Good morning, Sister Kerry.
Good morning, Fitzy. Loved your story.
Is it funny. A unique one? I didn't even know. First of all, is there a name for the receptacle that the holy water goes in?
Yeah, the basin thing.
Yeah, that's called the holy water font.
I've heard that referred to before.
Font. It's simply a receptacle that can hold the water.
Is it plumbed in, Sister Kerry?
Yeah, in some fonts it can be plumbed in, yes, because holy water is just ordinary water, okay, but, and it's not magic, and it's power really of the water depends on the prayers and the faith and the devotion of the people using it. So, Fitzy, we've got something, we need to work on you in terms of your recent comments. But,
mean the fact he got his kids christened just so they can open up their options to a few extra scores?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I never got christened, sister, and I think it's important that I get my kids christened and then they make their choices.
Totally agree with you. And I think that's, you know, and the fact that you were there and obviously you do support them in the Christian beliefs and the way that you want them to be brought up and live their life. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. But just getting back to the holy water. Mm. Yeah,
so thanks for keeping us on track, Sister Kerry.
I feel like I'm chairing a meeting here. So look, the holy water itself, as I said, depends on the faith and the belief of the people there, no matter, you know, where that belief happens to be at. So, as I said, it's ordinary water, but it's the prayers that we use. And it's also about understanding that it's, you know, it goes back to the very early church. And really, I mean, I don't want to give a theological reflection here, but, you know, Jesus was a Jew and he would have abided by the purification principles of the temple. And there was elements of washing in that to, you know, wash away one's sins in terms of cleansing and to be whole. So what's happened here is... those early practices that he would have been immersed in, what we say in the Catholic Church is that we use them, but they're somewhat transformed and our theology goes just beyond doing them for, you know, just cleansing and that. It's also about a sense of hope.
Okay.
It's about being reborn. May I ask,
sister, how come he couldn't have just poured a bit out of the tap for me then?
How come
he went to the fridge to get the Christmas stuff?
Because it's had prayers. Is that why? Am I interpreting this correctly? Because the Christmas stuff has been preyed upon
by lots of people at
midnight mass or something.
He's dragged that
out and it's been preyed on?
Well, I think Fitzy's got one of his little details wrong there.
What's that?
It would have been Easter water. I don't know, Fitzy, if you can remember whether he actually said Christmas.
I've never been strong with the details, to be honest with you, so it may well have been Easter water.
I think it could have been.
Wow.
Because Easter is when we, of course, you know, we celebrate within the Catholic Church.
The rebirth.
Yes, the rebirth, the whole resurrection of Christ, the dying and the rising. You know, so it's actually the Easter water, and there are particular blessing prayers, special blessing prayers that go that are used in that water. And you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Easter vigil,
you hit the nail on the head there, Sister Kerry.
Next year, go along to the cathedral; it's just magnificent.
I thought you were going
to
say casino then for a second.
Do that.
Sister Kerry, we must go. We are fast approaching the news. Thank you so much for your time and thank you for the explanation. So there is quite a bit to it.
Yeah.
And we were pretty lucky to get what turns out it was Easter water used on our kids to be christened. We were very lucky.
But to summarise, it starts out as normal water with a bit of fluoride in it that got water treatment planted earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks so much for your time, Sister Kerry. That's okay, Sister Kerry. Yeah. Sister Kerry's a sister thanks, of mercy, and she's Sister lovely. Kerry. Thank she you is for nice. Your time. Wasn't she nice?
She was very forgiving so of the fact that we're both heathens.
So so the priest essentially has looked at our group and gone, well, they're not going to be any good to make new holy water around. I've got to get some pre-made stuff. That's what's happened. Isn't it?
Yeah,
he knew his crowd.
He knew if he had to sit you guys through another 15 minutes of praying to get that water up to holy status, it would have just never going to happen.
Yeah, with the crowd in front of him, it was just going to be water no matter how much praying happened. That's what happened. There you go. That's how you make holy water, kid.